KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, first we'll start with football as Iowa kicker Keith Duncan and Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler were selected as preseason first-team All-Americans by USA Today. Duncan was a Lou Groza Award finalist in his junior season, making 29 of 34 field goal attempts and all 32 of his extra point tries. Kohler had a breakout sophomore season for the Cyclones with 51 receptions for 697 yards and 7 touchdowns. Also, Amir Smith-Marset was named as the second-team return specialist. He averaged nearly 30 yards on 17 kickoffs with a couple of touchdowns in 2019. Taking a look at the list, and the first team offense was headed up by quarterback Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. His running back from Clemson, Travis Etienne, was one of the first team running backs, along with Chuba Hubbard of Oklahoma State. Iowa State's Charlie Kohler, of course, was the tight end on the first team. Also from the Big Ten and Big 12, Ohio State's Wyatt Davis, Creed Humphrey of Oklahoma, and Cole Van Lannen of Wisconsin were among the offensive linemen. First team defensive picks include Micah Parsons of Penn State, the linebacker, cornerback Sean Wade of Ohio State, and Trevon Mooring of TCU as a safety. Special teamers, of course, Keith Duncan of Iowa. Second team selections included Justin Fields, Ohio State, at quarterback to lead the second team offense. Also on the second team offense, Rashad Bateman, a wide receiver from Minnesota, and Tylan Wallace, a wide receiver from Oklahoma State. Tight end Pat Freiermuth of Penn State and offensive lineman Samuel Cosmi of Texas among the second team offensive picks. Among the special team selections on the second team, as we mentioned, Amir Smith-Marset of Iowa is the returner. Rondale Moore is the all-purpose back from Purdue, and Blake Hayes of Illinois is the second-team punter on the USA Today list. High school recruits who enroll early could play if the Big Ten opts for a spring football season. More and more players are enrolling early to get a head start in their college career, and Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the NCAA will likely need to clarify how a spring season would impact their eligibility.
You know, our policy with that has been if players are really compelled to do it, we let them enroll early. We don't encourage it necessarily. But if they choose to do it, that's up to them. The 2021 spring season, I don't know if it's going to be four-game license, for redshirting. I would hope that would remain, and that would give guys potential access to plan. So we'll just have to see all that unfolds and what the interpretations are. But right now it's kind of an open book.
Farron says the other issue is that in many states, recruits could be playing their senior high school seasons in the spring.
A lot of fall sports have been affected, too, in high schools. So there may be more early enrollees than ever. All these things are unprecedented, everything that's going on right now. So I think as we look forward in the coming months here, those are questions all of us are going to have to get answered. You may see more senior players leaving, too.
Also in football news, Georgia State freshman quarterback Mikel Colasurdo will not be able to play this season after being diagnosed with a heart condition related to COVID-19. Colasurdo announced the diagnosis Thursday on his Twitter account, depriving the Panthers of a top prospect who enrolled in the spring and was expected to contend for the starting position. Notre Dame announced 5 football players have tested positive in 2 rounds of coronavirus testing this week. The athletic department said the football program decided to test twice this week in light of the university's decision Tuesday to move to remote learning because of a COVID-19 outbreak on campus. West Virginia's season opener against Eastern Kentucky on September 12th will be held without fans because of the pandemic. The school said in a statement only essential game operations personnel and families of the players and football staff will be allowed to attend. 6 UConn football players have tested positive for the coronavirus, leading the school to suspend all team activities. UConn canceled its football season this month, but the team still had been practicing on Tuesdays and Thursdays and doing weight training Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. South Carolina has lost one of its most anticipated offensive newcomers for the season after tailback Marshawn Lloyd tore the ACL in his left knee at practice. Gamecocks coach Will Muschamp says it was a no-contact injury during workouts on Wednesday. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs will prohibit the wearing of Native American headdresses, face paint, and clothing at Arrowhead Stadium and are discussing the future of the iconic tomahawk chop as they address what many consider racist imagery associated with their franchise. The announcement Thursday comes on the heels of the NFL team in Washington choosing to drop Redskins as its nickname after a long and often contentious dialogue with fans and the public. In other NFL news, the Bills are calling their home their home field, Bill Stadium, after they were unable to find a new naming rights partner before the start of the season. The Buffalo-based New Era Cap Company backed out of its naming rights agreement last month at a time the global sports headwear and clothing apparel company was laying off more than 100 employees as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Injuries continue to mount for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill left midway through practice Thursday with a hamstring injury. The severity of the injury was not immediately known. Kansas City was already missing wide receiver Sammy Watkins, left tackle Eric Fisher, defensive end Frank Clark, defensive tackle Chris Jones, cornerback LaVert Hill, and tight ends Ricky Seals-Jones and Deion Yelder. Well, Tom Brenneman will not be calling NFL games on Fox after using an anti-gay slur on air during a Cincinnati Reds broadcast on Wednesday. Fox Sports issued a statement Thursday saying that we're moving forward with our NFL schedule, which will not include him. Fox also said Brenneman's remarks were abhorrent, unacceptable, and not representative of the values of Fox Sports. Brenneman had been part of a Fox announcer's NFL lineup since they started televising the league in 1994. He had also called Major League Baseball games for the network from 1996 to 2014. The Reds announced late Wednesday that the 56-year-old broadcaster was suspended. The team also issued an apology for the remark. In baseball, Colton Wong's RBI single capped the Cardinals' three-run ninth inning in a 5-4 win over the Reds. Cincinnati had a 4-2 lead into the final inning before Yadier Molina hit an RBI single and Tyler O'Neill scored on a balk. Cardinals catcher Molina has returned to the starting lineup after missing almost 3 weeks with COVID-19. There's a new occupant atop the AL East standings after the Tampa Bay Rays completed their first three-game sweep at Yankee Stadium in 6 years. Mike Zunino belted a three-run homer, and the Rays scored five in the sixth inning in a 10-5 win. Elsewhere, the Astros win their eighth straight, 10-8 over the Rockies. It was the A's 5-1 over the Diamondbacks. The Twins beat the Brewers 7-1. It was the White Sox over the Tigers 9-0. Also, the Indians over the Pirates 2-0. Red Sox, a 7-1 win at Baltimore. The Dodgers beat the Mariners 6-1. The Blue Jays took the opener of their doubleheader, 3-2 over the Phillies, and then swept the 7-inning twin bill with a 9-8 win over the Phils in the nightcap. Padres 8-7 over the Rangers. Giants 10-5 over the Angels. The New York Mets are the latest major league team to see their schedule altered because of the coronavirus. MLB says two members of the Mets organization have tested positive for COVID-19, and that's forced the postponement of their games Thursday in Miami and Friday against the New York Yankees. Major League Baseball says the postponements are out of an abundance of caution to allow for additional testing and contact tracing to be conducted. Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. says he is cancer-free after surgery in March to remove a tumor from his prostate. Ripken was diagnosed in February and wasn't experiencing symptoms, but blood work results prompted a visit to a urologist. He initially wanted to keep his story secret, but he hopes his experience encourages others to be tested. Officials with the Knoxville Raceway posted on social media Thursday following last weekend's one and only race weekend, a member of the Knoxville Raceway staff tested positive for COVID-19. Upon notification and in accordance with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the individual isolated themselves away from Knoxville Raceway and will remain quarantined as directed by medical professionals. The statement went on to say that Knoxville Raceway has been made aware of several positive COVID-19 results this week within the sprint car racing community. Knoxville Raceway continues to work closely with the Marion County Public Health Department and Marion County Emergency Management while those agencies monitor the situation. The New York Islanders played their style for 60 minutes as they advanced to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, beating the Washington Capitals 4-0 in Game 5 yesterday. The Dallas Stars used just the opposite approach to wrap up their series in six games, scoring seven times and just 24 shots in a 7-3 win over the Flames. The NBA's two number one seeds have knotted their first round series at a game each. The Milwaukee Bucks pick up a 111-96 win over the Magic. The LA Lakers 111-88 over the Trailblazers. The Rockets are up 2-0 in their series, 111-98 yesterday. They beat the Thunder, and it was the Heat over the Pacers, 109-100. The Minnesota Timberwolves have won the NBA draft lottery and will have the first pick in the October 16th draft. The Timberwolves were 19-45 this season, marking the 14th time in 15 years that they failed to make the playoffs and finished with a losing record. The Warriors hold the number two pick. The Hornets got the number three selection, and the Bulls will choose fourth. Charlotte and Chicago both buck some odds to move into the upper echelon. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.